The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey folks, this is Matt Diffie. This is Life's a Batch, where cartoonists talk about their batch of cartoons. This week I'm talking to Jack Ziegler, absolute legend at the magazine. He's been there for 40-something years. Anyway, I'm going to give him a call, see what he's working on this week.
Hello?
Hey, Jack. Want to see what you're up to, what you're working on, if you got any good ideas or bad ideas or otherwise.
I had this idea yesterday, and as you know, I do my ideas generally from just doodling on a sketch pad or on a clipboard or whatnot.
Yeah.
But anyway, I drew this Superman with a snow shovel. I have to wait and see what it looks like when I get a finalized version.
I like it. I like the setup a lot. I had an idea. See, this is a phrase that I've been working with, directorial debut.
Okay.
So I've been trying to think of other types of oral debuts, like janitorial debut.
Yeah.
Janitorial debut.
Yeah, well, you could just have the arena with a dead guy in the middle of it. So-and-so's short-lived gladiatorial debut.
I got to research names now.
Quintus.
Yeah.
Ecius. Anything that ends in U.S. You see how complicated cartooning can be?
It's incredibly complicated. Well, we'll talk, I guess, maybe right the day before we turn in our batches, we can talk.
Okay, Matt.
All right,
see ya.
Jack, Monday, we got to turn our stuff in tomorrow.
Actually, I turned mine in tonight.
Oh, you show off. What did you end up sending in, or what are a couple of your highlights?
I drew up, the Superman and the snow shovel.
Okay.
And then I have a box that says, due to a significant shortfall in sales tax revenues, our hero finds himself on his way to shovel out the state of Connecticut.
That's comedy gold. Did you come up with any surprises that you hadn't had?
I did one other one of, it's a couple of overly white guys sitting around talking. One guy is yelling out, and this is in brackets, racist epithet. And the other guy is yelling out ethnic slur, also in brackets. I don't know. All my work is so questionable.
So that's what's great. It's hovering somewhere out of rationality.
Yeah, and rationality is so overrated anyway.
Yeah, I need it.
And how did your batch work out?
It's still working, but I still have the Quintus makes his short-lived gladiatorial debut.
Okay, yeah.
Although I did have another sort of spin-off, just because I love to make fun of banjo players and banjos, seeing as I am a closet banjo player. So I have a guy like on stage dressed in a tux, and he's holding a sledgehammer.
Okay.
In two hands, and then there's a banjo sitting on the ground in front of him.
Yeah.
And then the caption would be something like, concerto for banjo and sledgehammer. It could also be like a John Cage kind of musical concept.
Yeah, something like John Cage gets started or something like that.
or goes bluegrass.
A very early John Cage composition or something of that nature.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck.
See you later. All right, thank you.
Bye.
You too. Hey, Jack. We're on the other side. How'd it go for you?
Well, what we thought might be an okay turned out to be an okay, in fact. The Superman with the snow shovel.
There you go.
Yeah, how did you do?
Yeah, I sold one, but it wasn't one that we talked about. But it came from some of the conversations we had.
Oh, okay.
So the joke that sold was, do you know how like some donkeys pulling a cart will have the pole that holds the carrot in front of the donkey?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right. So a long time ago, I had a concept of the pole with the carrot strapped on backwards. And I also had in the corner of one of my pages of notes, I had wind chimes.
Right.
So what I ended up with was the donkey with the pole strapped onto the donkey, but the wind chimes are dangling down behind the donkey's butt.
Oh, okay.
And then, you see where I'm going, probably.
I do.
The donkey is eating a bucket labeled beans.
Okay.
And then the caption or heading underneath it is John Cage, the rural years.
Oh, jeez. And so that's the one that Bob took?
Yeah, amazingly enough, it's a
wow.
Farting donkey joke.
That's right.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.